unlike in Modules 1 and 2, for Criterion 3, we'll analyze your curricular resource by looking at the dimensions 3.1 and 3.2 simultaneously. You'll notice the dimensions in Criterion number 3 are focused on materials that 1. Include a variety of high-quality informational texts on a wide range of topics, and 2. Provide opportunities for students to build knowledge. Let's think about the highlighted words here on this slide. In Dimension 3.1, the word accentuates indicates an emphasis. Comprehension of the specific content presented in the text is emphasized. It is a priority. In other words, texts should be selected for the useful information they offer, and we should see quality information about a similar topic across different disciplines. In Dimension 3.2, most is an important term. As discussed earlier, learning is not happenstance. When students build foundational knowledge, research tells us that students can then begin to acquire knowledge at a much faster pace. With this in mind, it becomes vital for students to have extensive opportunities to build knowledge through texts so they can learn independently. Organizing curriculum resources around a line of inquiry provides students opportunities for practicing the application of academic language. When lines of inquiry are developed around high-interest topics, this promotes curiosity in the student and thus independent reading opportunities. Regular culminating assignments and short research projects can help to ensure that students can develop the skills needed to independently build knowledge. In general, we're looking for three critical features here in Criterion 3.